Time now for a preview of tomorrow's inauguration. And for all the latest, we turn to senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider, Dave Leventhal, who's going to be out at the inauguration and has been following the developments closely. Dave, thanks so much for the time this evening. And let's start with what people should expect in terms of the message that President-elect Biden is going to look to deliver after he's sworn in.
I think you're looking at a speech that is going to be Hope and Change 2.0, of course, playing on Barack Obama's very famous line. Joe Biden is going to take that and turn it into a speech for the times, and the times that are very grim for so many Americans. We are still in the throes of the COVID-19 pandemic. The economy is still reeling in so many sectors, with so many businesses going under and faltering along the way, and people just having a sense of doom and gloom that has not lifted for 10 months now. Joe Biden is going to attempt, and he's going to try tomorrow, to begin the long process of digging out from this very difficult period of time that we've had, not only politically, but also economically and pandemic-wise as well.
I've seen some reports that the inaugural address is likely to be somewhere between 20 to 30 minutes, and not a very long address, but what do you expect that to be in terms of content? Is it going to be more big picture, or do you think that Biden will get more into policy promises and things like that?
I do expect it to be big picture. There will be times and places for Joe Biden to talk about specific policy proposals. There will be times and places for him to get into the political weeds. This is probably not one of those times. So although he may mention definitely certain things by name, I would expect to hear a lot about COVID-19, about healthcare, even about immigration, which is going to be one of the top policy priorities that he's going to launch when the Biden transition becomes the Biden administration tomorrow. So expect to hear a couple of specifics, but yeah, we're talking about a very sweeping 30,000-foot type of a speech that is going to attempt to appeal not just to Democrats, but to all Americans, playing off something that Joe Biden has talked about throughout the campaign, that he wants to be a president not just for half of America, but a president for all of America. That's a pretty tall task, but it begins tomorrow with Joe Biden as president.
Let me follow up on one thing you just mentioned, because I think this is really interesting. I did not see, going in on immigration this early on in his presidency, he is looking to hit that issue right out of the gate. Why is that? What have you heard? What is the reasoning for putting that so high up on the priority list?
It's a priority for Joe Biden for several reasons, but I think one is the most human of reasons for Joe Biden. We all saw what happened at the border with families being separated. You can agree with it or disagree with it, but the wall has been a physical manifestation of division in this country, in addition to quite literally being a division between two countries. So Joe Biden has a very different attitude and approach to that. And immigration being such a critical element of border security, but also to the way that Americans treat each other, he's going to take a crack at this in a way that many presidents, Democrats and Republicans, have tried and failed. And he sees this as an opportunity over these next 2 years, with Democrats controlling both the House and the U.S. Senate, and of course the White House being under Democratic control, to push through some sort of comprehensive immigration reform package that is going to clean up what has been a generation-long mess when it comes to immigration policy.
Boy, that's a roll of the dice. That's like diving in headfirst, like the Trump administration did into healthcare, where there's no guarantee you're going to get out of it with a deal. So we'll have to see how it plays out. I'm joined by Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider. We're previewing the inauguration of Joe Biden tomorrow. One of the big news stories today has been the fact that Vice President Mike Pence will not be attending the send-off for President Trump, but he will be at the inauguration. Talk a little bit about that and what you're hearing in Washington about that decision.
Yeah, a lot of drama there. And I think if you saw President Trump's speech today, his farewell speech today, he made only the briefest passing mention to Vice President Mike Pence and Pence's family. And that's stunning because Mike Pence has been one of the most stalwart supporters, if not the most, during Donald Trump's entire presidency of Donald Trump. And no matter what Donald Trump did or said, no matter how controversial, no matter how much heat he was taking for it by liberals or detractors, Mike Pence was there by Donald Trump's side. But in sort of this Shakespearean term, a couple of weeks ago, Mike Pence did the one thing that Donald Trump apparently cannot forgive, which was not support him in his what he viewed as his greatest time of need, which was when he was presiding over the proceedings in Congress for certifying the state's results for electoral votes. And ever since then, it's just been as icy as ice can be.
Yeah.
And so the fact that this is rolling out tomorrow with Mike Pence not being there as Donald Trump leaves to go to Mar-a-Lago and go to Florida, and standing alongside Joe Biden tomorrow, the visuals will be as dramatic as you can imagine.
We've got about 14 hours left in the Trump presidency. I thought he's been pretty quiet in this final stretch. Part of it could be because he's been deplatformed from social media, but there really hasn't been a lot coming out of the White House. We're waiting to see what these pardons are going to look like. But aside from that, things have been pretty quiet. You had the video that was put out today. What can we expect from the President Trump front tomorrow as he leaves the White House?
Well, two things. Number one, the material, and that is the pardons. We're expecting that there could be dozens upon dozens of pardons or requests for commuting sentences that could come down and be granted by President Trump. So the people who are the beneficiaries of that's where the real news is going to be in all likelihood. So that could happen momentarily, that could happen overnight. We don't quite know on the timing of it, but it would be shocking if it didn't happen. It's almost a guarantee that it will. The one huge question is whether Donald Trump will attempt to pardon himself preemptively, which he theoretically can do. Constitutionally, it's highly dubious. It doesn't appear that he will, based on the sourcing that we have and that others have reported, but it's still an option for him. And Donald Trump, if he is anything, he is unpredictable and he could change his mind. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. When it comes to pomp and circumstance, there will be a send-off, a celebration of sorts for Donald Trump on the tarmac at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. here. And that's going to be the final act of Donald Trump as president before he gets on Air Force One and goes to Florida. And so we'll see what he says there, if he says anything at all. But there will definitely be a lot of ceremony to go along with the pardons, which will definitely have a very real effect on dozens of lives, American lives in this country.
I'm joined by Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider, with a preview of tomorrow's events, both the send-off for President Trump and the inauguration of Joe Biden. Another individual who is not going to be at the send-off for President Trump, but will be at the inauguration, soon to be Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, also Kevin McCarthy as well. Let's hone in on Mitch McConnell for a moment, because he's had some interactions with Joe Biden over the past few days. Certainly some of the things that he said, including today, putting some of the onus, some of the responsibility for the insurrection on January 6th on President Trump. It's been an interesting shift for Mitch McConnell. What can we expect moving forward? We all remember when Barack Obama took office, there was a move to do whatever it took to disrupt the presidency and make sure nothing gets passed. Is that going to be the case with Joe Biden, or because of their working relationship, is there a little bit more room there to negotiate and get things done?
Well, first and foremost, to pick up on the point that you made about Mitch McConnell putting the onus on Donald Trump for the attack on January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, that is monumental. And Mitch McConnell, his I think officially here created a grand canyon between himself and Donald Trump as Mitch McConnell prepares for a Senate impeachment trial for a president who is no longer even president. Yet it still could have a definite effect on Donald Trump in the sense that, say nothing just about the historical ramifications, it could also, if Donald Trump is convicted in this impeachment trial, prevent him from ever holding federal office again, which would kill right. any hope that Donald Trump would have of running for president in 2024. So that all being said, I saw Mitch McConnell today walking just by in the U.S. Capitol. He looked incredibly somber and just had a very small entourage with him as he walked, the grounds for the inauguration. He was going into a room that would lead you there. And he is somebody who I don't think is going to change his stripes in terms of fighting for the agenda that he believes, the conservative agenda that he believes yep. is the right one for America. But by the same token, too, he's going to be in the minority. So he will have a lot of power, but he won't have all the power in the world. And he's going to have to work with Democrats in a way that he absolutely has not had to do for the time that Donald Trump has been in office.
Final question for you. The security at the Capitol, you're there. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What is the concern like for any kind of disruptions, riots, violence tomorrow?
So I went in today to the Capitol, and I walked through every layer of security. I've never, Ryan, seen anything like this in my life, and I trust that most people here in Washington, D.C., save for those who've served overseas or have been in a war zone, have ever seen anything like it. Nobody's ever seen anything like this in the soil here in the Capitol. So it's quite literally thousands upon thousands of troops who are there with long guns and with rifles and with military vehicles just surrounding the Capitol or on the Capitol grounds. And at the same time, too, it was so striking today, I went through all the security, walked through all of this very militarized zone, and once you got into the Capitol, after seeing all the visions and all the scenes and all the photos and the videos of the Capitol attack just a couple of weeks ago, you could still see the scars, the windows broken, the doors smashed in, and that was all still there, all still evident, not fixed yet. And yet, at the same time, too, I've never heard the Capitol more quiet. I've walked those halls many times, and you could hear a pin drop on the marble floors, and it was just so striking for everything to be happening tomorrow and everyone preparing for this very momentous day in U.S. history, and then juxtapose that with what happened a couple of weeks ago with the attacks. It was truly, not to sound too cliche here, it just seemed like you were in the eye of the storm here today in the U.S. Capitol, and I'll never forget it.
Well, best of luck tomorrow covering the inauguration, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening on the national special. Get your thoughts, your reaction to what you see unfold tomorrow at Joe Biden's inauguration. Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider. Dave, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for the insight.
Likewise. Have a good day.